Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is episode 23, How to Successfully Sell to Senior Attorneys. I'm Pat Iyer. Imagine the scene. My client introduced me to the senior partner at his law firm. After listening to how I was helping the associate with the case, the senior attorney asked me for a business card. I dug into my purse, and I dug and dug. I knew I had a card somewhere. I got flustered as I dug further. Finally, I admitted defeat and returned to my client's office. Have you ever tried to discreetly remove part of the contents of your purse so you could find a card? Luckily, I did find it, finally, and I returned to the senior partner's office. He hired me to work on a case, and I made sure afterwards that I always had business cards in several card holders in my purse. I keep them in my wallet also. Senior attorneys, partners, or managing partners make the decisions about which vendors to work with. As a legal nurse consultant, your goal should be to sell to senior attorneys. You are a vendor who has to demonstrate you understand the language of senior attorneys. People at this level definitely think differently than does an associate. If you know how they think, you can use the right language to sell your services. And by selling, I'm also referring to in-house legal nurse consultants who need to convince others of their opinions. I'm going to use the terms senior attorneys and senior partners interchangeably. I'm referring to this person's authority regardless of title. Assume that you have identified as your ideal clients the senior partners of a law firm with a mixture of associates and partners. Senior partners function in a very competitive field and don't have the luxury of being able to share their thoughts, vulnerabilities, and fears with attorneys working under them. For this reason, senior partners tend to connect better with their peers through listservs, calls, and conferences, and they rely on their peers to make recommendations of vendors, such as legal nurse consultants. This gives you an added incentive to get to know the senior attorneys in your target market and be able to communicate in their language. Senior attorneys use strategic thinking. As opposed to attorneys lower in the organizational structure who think tactically, senior attorneys think strategically. They're more focused on long-term objectives than on short-term goals. For example, they know they need to spend money on well-qualified experts, and that spending money on a highly credentialed expert is a better move than spending less on a less well-prepared expert. Senior attorneys are critically aware of the value of time. No matter how much money they have, they cannot get time back. Every minute of time has a price tag associated with it. Hence, they listen to how your services can save them or the associate's time. Recognize the professionalism of senior attorneys. Senior attorneys typically display a high degree of professionalism in the way they talk, dress, act, and respond. They know the other attorneys in and outside the firm watch their behavior. What they say, write, and do is important. Although they function in an adversarial field, they understand that they need to treat others with respect. You will be judged if you do not display the same degree of professionalism in the way that you behave. Dress and act professionally anytime you'll be in contact with attorneys. Sell to senior attorneys by gaining their trust. As you get to know your clients, you'll be entrusted with not only case information, but other details about the attorney's private lives, and office politics. If the senior attorney cannot trust you in all aspects of how you conduct your business, you will lose that relationship. If one attorney complains to you about another attorney in the same firm, can you keep quiet about what you've heard? Sell to senior attorneys by being confident. Senior attorneys carry themselves with confidence. They understand the nuances of law and how to work the system and to get along to resolve their cases. They know they will not win every case. They have insight into their strengths and weaknesses. When you enter their offices, be aware they are observing your confidence level. Show your confidence in your own abilities to assist the senior attorney and others in the firm. Stress the benefits of working with you. Don't let hesitation creep into your demeanor. Failure to display confidence will quickly alienate the attorney. Senior attorneys recognize knowledge. The first time I met with a specific senior attorney, he asked me to look at some records of an infant who received a potassium chloride overdose. I immediately noted the drug was given IV push, and I was sure there was a hospital policy that prohibited that route of administration. When I explained this to the attorney, he said, "You saw something in this case that all four physician expert witnesses missed." After a struggle, the defense attorney turned over a policy that confirmed my suspicion. Nurses were not allowed to give potassium chloride IV push. The attorney respected my knowledge. My understanding of that point enabled me to sell to this senior attorney. You have to have a strong base of knowledge in order to be able to help attorneys with their cases. When you are a new legal nurse consultant, there is a bewildering amount of information to learn. But by researching and asking questions, you build up layers of knowledge. Demonstrate what you know about healthcare when you talk to attorneys to sell your services, but don't pretend to have knowledge that you don't possess. Attorneys are really good at identifying bluffing. Senior attorneys rely on your integrity. Ethical behavior and integrity are big issues in the legal world. It is no secret attorneys get in trouble for not behaving with integrity. I recall one attorney who questioned my invoice by referring to his phone bill of a call with me. He thought I charged him for too many minutes. It was very important to me and my relationship with him to justify the number of minutes I billed him by explaining the discrepancy he perceived. I did spend time before the call looking for specific information in the medical record, in addition to the time that I spent on the phone with him. I had to assure him our bills reflected our integrity, and he remained a good client after this discussion. How do you display your integrity? For example, a senior plaintiff attorney runs a case by you. After hearing the facts, you know it is unlikely the plaintiff can win that case. Do you agree to review the case and take the attorney's money anyway? Or are you clear about your concerns and give the attorney the option of sending the case, even with the risk of a negative review? It takes time to develop integrity and seconds to destroy it. Recognize that your business practices have to be built on a bedrock of integrity. Display your respect for senior attorneys. Since they're used to being respected, they expect you will give them respect. Display respect by listening to their concerns, their complaints, and their objectives. Reflect back on what they have said to you so that you are sure that you understood. Show your respect by not interrupting them when they speak. This is also a pet peeve of mine. You can combine confidence, knowledge, integrity, and respect to create a winning interaction with senior attorneys. Your business will soar as you successfully sell to senior attorneys. I have a related product to the topic of this podcast called Sell with Confidence: Selling Techniques for the Non-Salesperson. Let me ask you these questions. Are you a legal nurse consultant struggling to get attorney clients? Do you perceive selling as a hard task? Do you have little or no sales training? Are you comfortable with the idea of being a salesperson? Do you have negative connotations associated with sales? Does the idea of making cold calls leave you cold? Is your business stalled? You can learn from an expert with over 25 years of experience in training non-salespeople to sell effectively using soft sell techniques. This program will enable you to understand how to create effective, planned sales presentations, ask targeted questions to discern the prospect's needs and concerns, and recognize common objections and how to rebut them. You can get more information on how you can invest in this online video training by going to this link, legalnursebusiness.com/sellwith. And that's legalnursebusiness.com/sellwith. Thanks for listening. I appreciate your attention and look forward to coming back again and sharing the next episode of Ayers Insights.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Ayers' resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.